Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
The experts on resolutions are recommending you take kind of smaller bite-sized changes if you're looking for a new you.
The countdown to the ball drop is on, and people have New Year's resolutions on their mind.
Go to church more, hang out with my family even more.
Charles says in 2026, he's actually going to stick with it.
Try and volunteer more, give back.
What are you going to do more of in the new year?
More fun and more helping people.
We heard some basics you hear every year.
I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to save money.
But then some people with some really big goals, like Ariel.
Find the main true love I want to have in my life. Going to finally finish my book I'm writing on.
The new year is full of possibilities, and there's still plenty of time to make a resolution and stick to it. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
The name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it.
Well, New York's next mayor took the opportunity to set the record straight, but by now it's really hard to imagine that anyone still needs an education on this. He'll be Mayor Mamdani in just a couple of hours from now, taking the oath in a private ceremony at the old City Hall station closed for 80 years. Ahead of that, Mamdani announcing his pick to lead the city's public schools, Kamar Samuels.
This moment demands a new generation of leadership that both understands our school system and has a transformative vision on how to remake it. Kamar is that leader.
Samuels is an education veteran. He served as the superintendent of District 3 on the Upper West Side.
More impressive, however, than his resume are the results he has achieved in these roles, delivering millions of dollars to integrate city schools and transitioning to new curricula that increased literacy rates by 5% in a single year.
Senator Bernie Sanders, will administer the oath to Mamdani in the formal ceremony tomorrow, and it looks like there'll be no hard feelings when it comes to Eric Adams. The mayor says he'll attend. He says he had a conversation in which Mamdani made it clear he wanted Adams to attend. Adams says it also shows the city commitment to smooth, peaceful transition of power. Brooklyn saw its safest year ever in 2025. The Brooklyn DA, Eric Gonzalez, announcing today murders and shootings have dropped to historic lows this year. Homicides were down 25%. Shootings dropped 15%. The number of shooting victims also dropped by 11%. The borough has seen a downward trend for the past 5 years, ever since crime spiked during the pandemic. The man behind many of the iconic Marvel superheroes is going to be honored on the Lower East Side. The city council is moving to name a part of Essex Street near Delancey and Rivington Jack Kirby Way. He grew up there, lived there for decades. He's the comic book artist who created characters including Captain America, the Hulk, Iron Man, the Avengers, X-Men, and more. It's quite a resume. A street sign unveiling ceremony will be held in the near future, they say, most likely in the spring. We also want to follow this story that the clock is ticking down for the developers suing the city over the canceled housing project that would have gone up on the Elizabeth Street Garden in Manhattan. First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro had sent a letter last week to Penrose Properties, Habitat for Humanity, and Riseboro Community Partnership, stressing the end-of-the-year deadline for them to drop their suit. At stake is their project planned at 11 Suffolk Street. Cranes had reported in November the suit was on pause as developers were seeking new negotiations. The letter obtained by AM New York states that the city is prepared to seek other partners if the suit is not permanently dropped today, but there's no comment so far from the developers, and Mastro did not respond to a request for comment, according to AM New York. If you ask a New Yorker about watching the ball drop in person, a typical answer usually is, yeah, we did that once. But for many of us, it's on the bucket list.
The countdown is on, 2026, just hours away, and where better to celebrate than the city that never sleeps?
Super exciting!
My sister texted me, and she said, do you want to go to New York at 9? She gets off, and I said, okay.
The best place, the best people, best resolutions.
More success, more love, more happiness, and that we get to live a peaceful life.
Go to the gym more often, eat more. So good balance.
Now, two things you have to balance in the city. Fun, yes, but safety. Heavy NYPD presence here. Helicopters and drones already overhead. as the clock ticks on 2026. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.